Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and happy Sunday. Happy brand new week, the new beginning, new week, and happy NFL Sunday. My Fox channel is not coming through, so unable to see what's going on with the Saints, but it's on the CBS channel. But I've been preparing for the show, amongst other things. So we are talking about and profiling James Franco, which was scheduled to profile almost a month ago. And, of course, we had very important things to talk about, life and death situations to talk about regarding the hurricanes. So hopefully some of the members of the James Franco and other Franco friends that I network with will call in. There's a situation going on with my... Oh, my God. Okay. My apologies for that. A situation happening with myself. But we're on schedule to talk about, to take a look at the multi-talented James Franco and his work. And you can call in at 646-787-1578. And my apologies if I seem kind of deep-winded because, again, my happy-go-lucky, fun nieces, and I'm really grateful that they love me so much, have wanted to come and participate in this show, like yesterday's show when we talked about Halloween. So, again, I have my studio open. I need to just dismantle, put key in my password because I keep having to key in my password to keep my my screen up, and I think I just need to dismantle that. But today's show is a 30-minute show. And it is a look, and of course, it would be a part two, I'm sure, scheduled for next Sunday, because at his young age of 39, he has accomplished so much in his 20-year career. And no way possible can we cover and profile all of that in only a 30-minute broadcast. So, again, you can dial in at 646-787-1578. Those of you that are members of the James Franco Project Close Group, which we have we're on Instagram now. We're networking on Instagram at the James Franco Project Group on Instagram. So check us out there, and you can email us at the James Franco Project GRP. Not group is not spelled in its entirety. You can email us at Gmail at the James Franco Project Group, GRP, at gmail.com also. And that just, Facebook, believe it or not, brought that to my attention. When they contacted me, out of all the groups that are, what, trillions of groups on Facebook, and I have an awesome, Save Dallas page, and an awesome The Revolution and Minneapolis Sound group, but the James Franco group page, group that I created back in early summer, it's an intimate group. We share exclusive information. We have awesome discussions. It's a happy place, no negativity, and if we even feel a negative vibe or negative comments or posts, we quickly address it, and it's really a happy place for all things Franco, James Franco, and not just him, but he and his family, his sister-in-law Allison, and his of course his besties and students and those he worked with. I'm amazed at those that his students and those that work with him on his amazing projects also network with us. And we really, when Facebook came to me a couple weeks ago, and this is after, since We had the other profile scheduled, but you guys, many of you, I guess, know that. That's how you get in partnership with different companies and organizations. And so they just all wanted to know how they could assist in the growth of the group and how can we expose and promote our private online events within the group, because we had a watch party all week in when the Deuce premiered, and that was fun. And I guess they noticed that. And I let HBO know. I let HBO know. I commented on their Instagram page that, hey, the James Franco Project Closed Group is hosting a private online event. You know, I let them know, hey, this is what we're doing. And so it's amazing. So now here we are on Instagram also networking, and it's just to let people know that we do exist, and you guys that are fans, or you are art and entertainment professionals and love his work and his humanitarian work, definitely send in a request to join the James Franco group. It's a closed group. It's an exclusive, intimate group. Right now, we're a little under 400 members, and it's just amazing. We really interact. We share our own creative work and desires. We share what we like and admire about he and his family and friends' work. We talk about practically everything, really, in all things Franco. We don't spread like gossip. We don't. We like, again, it's a happy place. We do not talk about gossip. And I thank James too also for blessing this group also. And we look forward to, because he's not doing Facebook anymore, and he might be doing some Instagram. But, you know, that's what some fans believe. They believe that some of I noticed sometimes he might post a picture on his official Instagram, but he's not doing pretty much any social media. He does have a YouTube web series on YouTube, and he is on Snapchat, but I don't know if he's active or not, because I'm on Snapchat, and I'm trying to learn how to interact effectively on Snapchat. You know, my friends tell me, oh, yeah, it's easy, but, and my niece, she is a master at it. Both of my nieces, they're masters at Snapchat. And some of my besties, and, you know, my friend who is in boot camp right now in the Air Force, she's like, it's easy. Yeah, it's easy, I know, but I want to effectively network and so on. You know, I want to be on that Kardashian tip, you know what I'm talking about, you know, where I really do it effectively. But I'm getting this information out there first before we go into it, because I've already told you this is a part one to talking about and focusing on Franco. There's a lot of the award season has already begun, and there's a lot of buzz out there regarding the film has been winning and getting great praise at festivals, and just over at the beginning of the weekend, nominated for a Gotham Award for Best Actor category, I believe. But definitely getting a lot of award season buzz as a film overall, and also Best Actor and so on. So, you know, I know it's premiering like December the 1st and hitting theaters during the holidays, because I hear that it's premiering on the 1st, but I think it's hitting like selected theaters. At first, I thought overall, but I believe December the 1st is when it hit selected theaters, and then a week or two later hit most theaters. So I'm excited. And I wish they, one of his students that's a member of the group would call in. He said he had seen it last week, and I think he might have worked on it. I know he worked on some of his other projects also. I wish he would call in so he could share a little insight about his work with him, but we'll schedule that. And again, like Facebook made their point to me, and something I already had thought about, how to attract more people that maybe have that network with James like I do, because we've been online friends for a while, for a very long time, and many of you work with him in person and, you know, online. Because there was a time where he was very active online, and it surprised me when we really became online friends. He caught me doing researching him, because I liked his work and enjoyed his work, but I started researching him for my blogs, and for when I started Blog Talk Radio in 2011, I was researching him because I have invited him early on to be a guest on the show, and pretty much his stance, he's like, okay, you do your continue your research, and that's what I do. And I, to be honest, I have not read any of his books, so I need to read the books. I feel like I have read some of his books because we became online friends as he was authoring and a student not only working on his films, but as a student, and he will often share his book list with us and recommend books for a lot of us that network with him to read. And of course, again, he's a big fan of Mississippi-born Faulkner. I don't mean to go on, but I'm just trying to get like pertinent information out there. And that, like, again, it's something that I thought about in the past, but when Facebook approached me, and I like to say us because it's a group, regarding how can we help you, how can we assist you all, how, you know, even with the Crossroads Film Festival that I'm a part of, they want to know how they can assist with the James Franco project, and also how the ways that I expose and promote the James Franco project, and what does my work with the festival entail also. So, you know, that's very inspiring, and when you just put your work out there. You know, some people, and many of you out there, because many of the guests that I've had on the show in the past, you know, they mentioned things like this, that you make a plan, and then things come to you, things that you have prayed for or sent positive vibes out for from out of nowhere. Because this was like late night when I heard from Facebook. No joke, this was like late night when I heard from Facebook regarding how could they assist the group and with online and future gatherings, and definitely let them know about future in-person public events and so on. So I immediately let the, because we have members worldwide, members know, keep us updated when you do, because, you know, some members live in the same cities. We have, you know, of course, the members in L.A. We have members in New York. We have members here in where I am in the Deep South, in Texas. And there's Caleb Lindsay, who been networking with him today, who is a creative artist collaborator with James Franco. You know, they do experimental art projects together. So we're everywhere. So I immediately informed the members about my interaction with Facebook and the questions that I had to answer and what Facebook told me they could do. And so super excited, and I'm looking forward to hearing from them again, but then also informing them regarding the plans that we have. But I know all eyes are on us, but that's just amazing. I take that as I'm tongue-tied, honestly. Those that know me know I can talk, and I'm pretty much I'm not speechless, as you see, but I kind of feel like I should be speechless. But isn't this what we prepared for? So we're looking forward to doing some awesome things and looking forward to you guys joining the James Franco Project on Facebook and networking with us on Instagram. And also I'll create a Twitter profile also so we can spread the word, because just like Facebook mentioned, you know, we'll do our part also so we can expose and promote and effectively network and get the word out regarding events. Oh, let me look in my studio because hopefully someone will call in and share their love of his books or so on. Again, the call-in number is 646-787-1578. And thank you all for spreading the word also that the show, working on getting the show is back on schedule, but working on getting it back to the awesome music, awesome PSAs, and just back on track, but in a new, improved way also. I had hoped to play some Daddy. I had downloaded Daddy. I have Daddy posted throughout social media. But I didn't get a chance. I downloaded it, and I didn't get a chance to get it in on the playlist before showtime, and I definitely did not want to reschedule the 2 o'clock schedule program. And I'm going to open the chat room also. And if you haven't created a profile here at Blog Talk Radio, definitely, what are you waiting for? Definitely create a profile and definitely create a profile so you can not interact with me, but interact with others also here at blogtalkradio.com. I love Blog Talk Radio. Springer is awesome too. I have not resumed broadcasting live on Springer. And you know what? Something else I have not done yet, that is Facebook Live. I've only done Facebook Live and audio. Now, with Spreecast, Facebook Live reminds me of Spreecast. You guys remember Spreecast? I lived on that network, and I was shocked when they dismantled, but I guess the competition had become so fierce they just couldn't stay with it. Or did they, was it a buyout or something? But I know it's defunct now. But that was an awesome network, Spreecast. I enjoy broadcasting on Spreecast, but I know many of my friends do Periscope, and I have not started Periscope. I remember when Ryan Secret started, and I know many of my friends with ministries, they do that also. I am on Instagram also before I really go full-fledged, talking about at least the beginning of talking to some of the friends on Instagram on our new page, the James Franco Project Group. So, just checking it out. Because so many people and other, I don't really consider the group of, it's a support group. I mean, it's fans, friends, family. And so I like to network with, like, Lizzie Agee, who has awesome James Franco page. And then on Instagram, there's Rare James Franco. There's Franco Lovers, which reminds me of my sister's handle. My sister is a big lover of Genuine. Her name is Genuine Lover. So you guys ever see Genuine Lover, that's my sister. But I'm just checking out to see what was going on with any of the new Instagram. The Instagram, I created this Instagram last night, and the following is growing. So that's pretty neat. There's Franco Lover. Franco Lover is talking about tonight's episode, and not to miss it. Also, so that's me. So, just if you give me a minute, I hate to pause and would like to
to refer to my notes, which I don't really have. I won't even say. I have mental notes. I have notes on my phone. And I like to talk from the heart, but also bullet points are very important. And when you're talking about someone's bio, it's important to have your facts right. There are some people you just can talk about freely, and James Franco happens to be one that I can talk about Prince, because I grew up loving knowing Prince's history, and I can talk and share James' history just from knowing what I know, but I want to be accurate. So James Franco is, of course, a super talented, multi-talented American actor, director, screenwriter, producer. Oh my God, he's an author, filmmaker. He's a teacher. I mean, he's everything. He's not everything, but everything. He's multi-talented. He has a lot of affirmations in his name. He's a model now. He is a model. He is a spokesperson for Coach now. Coach Fragrance for Men. I checked out the fragrance, and it smells so awesome. I love the scent. It's everything that they promote it to be. He's well known, of course, for Geeks and Freaks. He's well known for. I became aware of his talent when he played James Dean, and of course for being nominated for Academy for his role in 127 Hours. And of course, he has just done so many awesome things. I like his story when he shared with us the part of his life when he was working at McDonald's. And he worked at McDonald's for like a few months. And that is when he got his big break, that he was booked for a commercial, and then he was cast for Freaks and Geeks. So he only worked at McDonald's for like a few months, but you know, his dad especially wanted him to continue studying math in college. So I'm looking at his IMDb also, and it states that he's known for his breakthrough star role on Freaks and Geeks in 1999. And, of course, we know he is from, well, some of us might not know, he was born in Palo Alto, California, which is northern California, about 45 minutes outside of San Francisco, a place I've always wanted to visit. He was born in Palo Alto, California, April the 19th, 1978. His mother is Bessie Franco, who many of you all know. They've worked together on General Hospital. And one thing that's awesome about his mother, she definitely, she worked with her son. She worked with her family. She's an author. She's a filmmaker. She loves young people and people of all ages. As a matter of fact, that's what's so awesome about James. And he loves people and encouraged people of all ages, from age 1 to 100. You know, he lost his father back during, like, when Oz premiered, he lost his father. But his mother's Bessie Franco, and his father was the late Douglas Eugene, known as Doug Franco, who ran a Silicon Valley business. And growing up with his two younger brothers, Dave Franco, which is also starring next to his brother in The Disaster Artist. And then there's Tom Franco. James graduated in 1996 from Palo Alto High School, and he went on to attend UCLA, majoring in English. To overcome his shyness, he got into acting while studying there, which, much to his parents' dismay, he left after only 1 year. After 15 months of intensive study at Robert Carnegie's Playhouse West, James began actually pursuing his dream of finding work as an actor in Hollywood. And that's when he was working at McDonald's, and I think he was homeless, like living out of his car, you know. And in that short time, he landed himself a star role on Freaks and Geeks in 1999. The show, however, was not a hit to his viewers at the time and was canceled after his first year. But see, now it's a cult classic, and there have been talk of like reboots and reunions and so on. So I know many people are very excited. The show, however, was not a hit to its viewers at the time. It was canceled after its first year. Now it has become a cult hit. Prior to joining Freaks and Geeks in 1999, Franco starred in the TV miniseries To Serve and Protect in 1999. After that, he had a strong role in Whatever It Takes. And around that time, I was going on auditions and stuff like that. And, man, you know, I won't talk about myself. Because I've in recent years restored back going on auditions and stuff, but I've always loved to write and produce. But back to James. Although he's been working steadily, it wasn't until the TNT made for television movie James Dean in 2001 that James rose to Fan Magazine fame and got to show off his talent. Since then, he has been working nonstop, and really he has. And what's so awesome is that he shared his talent. You know, he's so much of a down-to-earth person, you know, to be a A-lister. After losing the lead role to Tobey Maguire, James settled for the part of Harry Osborn, a Spider-Man's best friend, in summer 2002. The major hit, he returned to the Osborn role for the next two films in the trilogy. I love it. Super fan Lizzie Ages. She liked to create like side stories, the fan stories, and I like that. That's really cool. Next was Deuces Wild in 2002, and City by the Sea 2002, in which Robert De Niro personally had him cast after viewing his performance in James Dean in 2001, and then they worked together again, right? Not too long ago, a couple years ago in Georgia in Dubious Battle, where James directed him and acted with him. I've always loved Robert De Niro. And he was recently seen in David Gordon Green's, well, not recently, but in the IMDb, it says that he was seen in Pineapple Express in 2008, opposite, of course, his best friend, Seth Rogen, in George C. Wolfe's Nights in Rodath in 2008, starring Richard Gere and Diane Lane and Paul Haggis in The Valley of Ela. 2007, starring Tommy Lee Jones, also starring opposite Sean Penn in Gus Van Sant's Milk. 2008, in which his performance earned him the Independent Spirit Award for Best Supporting Actor. Definitely growing up his shyness, James Franco is turning into a legend on shyness. That's something that he and I have in common, shyness. I'm not a nervous type person, but that shyness, and that's one thing that I have loved since about acting and modeling in the film industry and public speaking and creative writing is it helped you in regards of getting over shyness and so on. I'm still amazed at some of my friends who are public speakers and who are public figures and celebrities that still get like stage fright and you know, the shyness, even if you're not, your goal is not to become an actor, to study acting is good if you're trying to overcome shyness. Bottom line, shyness, really for real. And I don't mean to be rambling and so on, but I like to talk from the heart. And since we don't have any guests or any callers, just letting it go and just talking freely in this commentary type vibe. I'm looking at some high points at some interviews from the TIFF Spotlight of the Disaster Artist. So definitely go to the IMDb Studio online at the Visa Infinite Lounge and look at some excerpts of James Franco and the cast, and I guess some of the crew members also, as they discuss the disaster artist. And, of course, this is the end in 2013. Of course, the interview of Spider-Man 2002, Spider-Man 2 in 2004, Bloodsurf, Metalhead, The Deuce, which is happening now, The Vault, Blood Heist, Alien Covenant. Now, that film, for some reason, I think we have not seen the last of James Franco in that film. How many agree with me? The Disaster Artist, The Show, Actors Anonymous. Many of my friends and many of the members of the James Franco Project dig that. The Institute, High School Lover, Why Him? Again, In Dubious Battle, Angie Tribeca, Mother May I, King Cobra, Burn Country, 11-22-63, Sausage Party, Goat, The Labyrinth, Richard Peter, Making the Scenes. If you have never seen any of his Making the Scenes, they are so hilarious. And when he returned this past summer, oh, man, they came back with all type of topics. I love the one about Trump, honestly. And, you know, I'm a Trumpster, and it's hilarious, really. And so to talk about James Franco, you know, I want to step ahead, but since I am pretty much talking about the group and talking about some of James' accomplishments, I would save talking more so about his school, which the New York location closed as of October the 1st. And then there were talk of the Hollywood school closing, but I don't think so. So before I say anything, I will make sure. Again, want to go through more of his accomplishments. Let's see. Looking at Wikipedia, James Edward Franco, that's his full name. You know, of course, he co-hosted the Academy Awards back in 2011. I'm looking at Spring Breakers, Rise of the Planet Apes. That's one of my favorites. Spring Breakers, that's a favorite of mine. All the Great and Powerful, because that was a childhood favorite of mine. I look forward to seeing that. And I thought the whole cast and crew did an amazing job back in 2013. And This Is the End, That's the Artist, which is coming, is in the midst of doing its thing right now. The Spider-Man trilogy from 2002 to 2007. Yes, Everybody Voices in the animated films, The Little Prince in 2015 and Sausage Party 2016. He's known for his collaborations with fellow actor, one of his besties, Seth Rogen. They have appeared in 8 films. You know, also he received a Hollywood Walk of Fame star back in March of 2013. His education, University of California, Los Angeles, Columbia University, New York University, Brooklyn College, Warren Wilson College, Yale University, Rhode Island School of Design. Oh, of course, Dave Franco, Tom Franco, and Allison Brie. His sister-in-law, you know, she and Dave married earlier this year. Franco is also known for his work on television. His first prominent acting role was the lead character Daniel Desario on the short-lived comedy drama Freaks and Geeks, which developed a cult following. I'm just rereading the Wikipedia before I read from the other source. He also portrayed the title character in the TV biographical film James Dean, for which he won a Golden Globe Award. He had recurring roles on the soap opera General Hospital, which I shared some clips from that earlier today throughout social media. And a sitcom, Angie Tribeca, it started in 2016 limited series 11-22-63. 63. I was in Dallas during that time, but also I had moved to Sherman, Texas, so I missed out on any of that production actually happening. He currently stars in the David Simon created HBO drama The Deuce, which I love. I love the fact that that show is so amazing, and always receiving great reviews. And to play a dual character, the set of twins, that's amazing. He volunteers for the Art of Elysium charity, and has also, but then that's what his company is, Elysium Bandini. That's what it is called now. Because like I said, I can talk from my mind, from my memory, but I am reading from Wikipedia. A little backstory regarding his parents. The two met as students at Stanford University. His father was of Portuguese and Swedish descent. His mother is Jewish from a family of Russian Jewish descent. His maternal grandfather, Daniel, had changed the family surname from Vorovitz to Vernet. Sometime after 1940, Franco's paternal grandmother, at the love network of his grandmother, who he lost like a year and a half ago. Franco's paternal grandmother, Marjorie Pearson Franco, who we called her Mitzi, remember, is a published author of young adult books. Franco's maternal grandmother, Mitzi, that's who I'm thinking of. Franco's maternal grandmother, Mitzi Levine, owned the Vernet Art Gallery, a prominent art gallery in Cleveland, and was an active member of the National Council of Jewish Women. It was so amazing. James and his family, you know, still make appearances and I guess still run the gallery, because they often go there and make appearances and meet and greet with people. Franco's family upbringing was academic, liberal, and largely secular. He grew up in California with his two brothers, of course, as we talked of earlier, Tom and Dave, Davey. A math whiz, Franco interned at Lockheed Martin. He was often encouraged by his father to get good grades and did well on his SATs. He graduated from Palo Alto High School in 1996, where he acted in plays. And, you know, we're going to talk more about how he started acting in high school plays. It's pretty funny how he began acting in plays in school. That led him to attending CSSA in 1998 in theater. In his high school years, Frank, this is what I like. And whenever we talk to him on the show, I, you know, want to hear about his time being bad. He's still a designer fragrances, and now he's a spokesperson for a designer fragrance. And he's been a spokesperson before, too, for, like, Gucci. But in his high school years, Franco was arrested for underage drinking, graffiti, and for being a part of a group that stole designer fragrances from department stores and sold them to classmates. These arrests led to his briefly becoming a ward of the state. Unbelievable. Facing the possibility of juvenile hall, Franco was given a second chance by the judge. And we all need to hear stories of second chances. It was teen angst. I was uncomfortable in my own skin. I was shy, changed my ways just in time to get good grades. He recalled of his troubles with the law. Although the idea of becoming a marine zoologist interested him, Franco had always secretly wanted to become an actor but feared being rejected. He enrolled at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, as an English major, but dropped out after his first year against his parents' wishes to pursue a career as an actor, since he would have had to wait 2 years to audition for the acting program. Franco instead chose to take acting lessons with Robert Carnegie at the Playhouse West, like I mentioned earlier. Around this time, Franco took up a late-night job at McDonald's to support himself because his parents refused to do so. He was a vegetarian until working there. While working at the establishment, he would practice accents on customers, an experience he remembered nostalgically in a 2015 Washington Post editorial. McDonald's was there for me when no one else was. And, you know, and it's amazing. He is still there he's there for many people now, not only as an actor, but a humanitarian and providing, you know, teaching others of all ages the pros and cons of the business. But he touched lives. He's been a very supportive friend of mine. Unbelievable. So there's much entails, and since this is a part one, I could go on and on and on. Well, I guess I will talk about the beginning, and then we will conclude the show. After 15 months of training, he began auditioning in Los Angeles. His first paid role was a television commercial for Pizza Hut featuring a dancing Elvis Presley, who died 20 years prior. He found guest roles on television shows, but his first break came in 1999, like we talked before, after he was cast in a leading role on the short-lived but well-reviewed NBC television series Freaks and Geeks, which ran for 18 episodes and was canceled due to low viewership. Later, the show became a cult hit among audiences. He has since described the series as one of the most fun work experiences that he has had. In another interview, Franco said, "When we were doing Freaks and Geeks, I didn't quite understand how movies and TV worked, and I would improvise even if the camera wasn't on me. So I was improvising a little bit back then, but not in a productive way." And then after his film debut, Never Been Kissed, and that's a favorite. That's a fave film of mine. I love that movie. He played a popular jock, Chris, in Whatever It Takes 2000, a modern-day remake of the 1897 play Serrano de Bergerac. Did I say that right? He was subsequently cast as, I usually can pronounce things accurately, but I'm not sure. He was subsequently cast as the title role in director Mark Rydell's 2001 TV biographical film, James Dean. To immerse himself in the role, Franco went from being a non-smoker to smoking two packs of cigarettes a day, bleached his dark hair blonde, and learned to ride a motorcycle, as well as play guitar and the bongos. To have greater understanding of Dean, Franco spent hours with two of Dean's associates. Other research included reading books on Dean and studying his movies. While filming James Dean, the actor, to get into character, cut off communication with his family and friends, as well as his then-girlfriend. It was a very long existence, he notes. If I wasn't on a set, I was watching James Dean. That was my whole thinking, James Dean, James Dean. Despite already being a fan of James Dean, Franco feared he might be typecast. That has been something of mine, you know, being in the Deep South. That had been something I had always, there are different stories to be told out there, something that I had always been concerned of. My mother sometimes would say to me, "Well, you," or some of my friends would say, "Well, you're the token." But I typecast is scary because you don't want to get typecast to the same thing. You know, I'd rather have a token role than be typecast. Let's see. If he had captured the actor too convincingly, Ken Tucker of Entertainment Weekly wrote, "Franco could have walked through the role and done a passable thing, but instead, he's under the skin of this insecure, rootless young man. He received a Golden Globe Award and nominations for an Emmy Award and Screen Actors Guild Award." And I say that because I'm in the Deep South and a lot of period films are made. Now, I mean, more modern-day films are being made, but we must tell our stories. I'm talking about everyone. Tell our stories, not only historical stories, but modern-day present stories also. That's why I say that. Back to 2002-2007, Franco achieved from independence to big productions. Franco achieved worldwide fame and attention in the 2002 superhero film Spider-Man, and we've talked about that and so on. So he starred in Sunny in 2002, released in which he was directed by fellow actor Nicolas Cage, whose involvement had attracted Franco to the film. Set in 1980s New Orleans, Sunny follows the particular character Franco returning home after just being discharged from the army. To prepare for his role, he met with sex workers or people who had previously been prostitutes. The movie was panned by critics, with the New York Post Lou Lumitnick calling it an instant candidate for worst movie of the year. Franco was cast as a homeless drug addict in the drama City by the Sea, 2002, after co-star Robert De Niro saw a snippet of his work in James Dean. He lived on the streets for several days to better understand the subject matter, as well as talk Parker to former and still using drug addicts. He also starred with Nev Campbell in Robert Altman's ballet movie, The Company, which I just recently watched over the summer. That's a pretty good film. I like that film. So I think I would stop it here because it's time to conclude the program. But thank you so much for tuning in and pretty much just talking from my heart and mind. Next Sunday we'll do part two in a more formal, organized way. And hopefully some of the members of James Franco Project will call in, or other supporters of the show. I definitely will send invites out and talk about a lot of current news that is happening also outside of the disaster artist. Well, how can we not talk about the disaster artist and the Deuce? But he has so many projects going on, and we didn't even get a chance to really talk about his humanitarian efforts, because in recent weeks he had participated in the Puerto Rico fundraiser in New York just a couple weeks ago. And so he's always doing great things. And so just sending much love and support out to him from those of us that support him and those that he worked with also, and his family and all loved ones. So thank you all for tuning in. The next broadcast is scheduled for tomorrow morning right here at blogtalkradio.com. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and thank you so much. You can email me at CultureShockInt, CultureShockInt, _Beth@gmail.com. You can still email me at CultureShockInt, CultureShockInt, _Beth@yahoo.com. Just that I have been having trouble, and you all know, feel me on this, getting my password right with the Yahoo account. So you definitely can email me at CultureShockInt, CultureShockInt, _Beth@gmail.com. Send your awesome music. Network with me like you've been doing throughout social media, on Twitter, on Tumblr, BethEntrepreneur.tumblr.com. I'm on Snapchat, Culture Shock Inc., CultureShockInt. Instagram is Beth Entrepreneur, and also, of course, the James Franco Project Group. Group is spelled GRP. When you can, James Franco, it's popping up when you search it, so you should have no problem. It's the same image that we use for the closed Facebook group. Also, on Twitter, Beth Williams, BETHWMS, and Culture Shock Inc., CultureShockInt. SHOKENT. Also, a big shout out to my friend Derek Johnson, who is not the interim leader of the NWACP, but now he is the official leader of the NWACP. So, congratulations to you, Derek Johnson. That's amazing. So, I think I'll join now. I'm not a member of the NWACP. So I think I'll join now. So big shout out to Derek Johnson, because he's a terrific leader right here in Jackson in the state of Mississippi, and now he's leading the NAACP in the country, the nationwide, the national chapter. So that's amazing. But again, thank you all for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and we'll be talking more lifestyle news and entertainment news and sports news with the World Series beginning. We have NFL, NBA season has started, and also other sport topics that we need to talk about. We'll be talking about that, of course, beauty and fashion and so on. So we're profiling Ryan Seacrest also this month. So stay tuned for that. And I'm thinking Russell Simmons would be good, and P. Diddy. So those guys would be good to profile also. So again, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Much love and kisses to all of you. You're amazing. And again, thank you for your support. God bless.